All right, one of the most popular eating contests of the year is the hot dog eating contest. It's held every 4th of July. That's probably where you have seen or heard the name Joey Chestnut, but he does other contests throughout the year. That includes the St. Elmo Shrimp Cocktail Eating Championship. It's in Indianapolis every winter, and this year, like everything else in 2020, it's going to be kind of different. The Shrimp Cocktail Eating Contest, not going to be in person, but it will be a virtual event that you, the fans, can watch, and in a way, you can kind of participate in it. Here to explain is the man himself, Joey Chestnut. He's joining us here on 93 WIBC. Joey, thanks for taking some time with us, man.
Oh, great to be on with you. It's I'm excited to get out there. We're eating on Saturday, 11 a.m. It's just going to be me and Mickey Sudo, the top woman eater, and we're going to be eating for 20 minutes. People can watch on Facebook Live. And they can donate per bowl of shrimp we eat. I think at Eventbrite, and we're gonna be eating for 20 minutes. It's gonna be intense.
Yeah, it's different in a lot of ways because normally during the shrimp eating contest, it's usually 8 minutes. However much you can eat in 8 minutes.
Yeah, it's usually a 10 minute contest. This one we're gonna be sitting down. It's not gonna be a full we can't eat full speed, but. Because we're going to be eating indoors, they don't want us breathing hard, but we're going to be pushing pretty hard, and it's going to be. I'm nervous. This is so hot. 20 minutes of eating it, it's going to be rough.
You nervous? Really,
dude? Oh my! I actually had some sent out to me just so I could practice again, and it the first time eating it again, it was so spicy, and. Yeah, I'm usually during the contest I can kind of zone out for the 10 minute contest, but this one's gonna be 20 minutes, so it's there's no way I'm gonna kind of it's gonna be really hard to ignore it for 20 minutes.
And you mentioned it's spicy because during this shrimp eating contest you're eating the world famous St. Elmo shrimp and the spicy sauce, right?
Yeah, their spicy cocktail sauce is it's something else. It's like freshly grated horseradish, and it's like thick. There's no way to, we have to eat the sauce. We're not allowed to shake it off. We have to eat the sauces on each shrimp. And it's going to be painful and beautiful at the same time.
I was going to say, I've had the shrimp cocktail before. And I mean, obviously me eating at dinner at St. Elmo, I'm eating like two shrimp and I'm like, man, my nose is on fire. I feel like my nose is bleeding. But usually you guys are devouring bowls of this shrimp and sauce in minutes. So obviously you train yourself for all of these eating contests, but obviously this is different than eating, you know, a bunch of plain hot dogs. So how do you train? You said, you know, it's been a while and you had to train yourself again. How do you train yourself to be able to tolerate that heat from the spicy sauce?
That's exactly it. You have to, unlike anything, you're going to tolerate it. You have to practice and build the tolerance. And I've over the years I've gotten better at it just because I built the tolerance, but just recently I've started eating it again. And I feel like it's coming back to me really quick. I think my record is like 19 pounds of shrimp with the cocktail sauce. And I think I should be able to get close to that in the 20 minutes. And Mickey's going to be pushing me really hard. And we're going to hopefully raise some good some money for charities.
Again, yeah, you guys are making this into a fundraiser. So there will be three different places that people can donate as you eat the shrimp. It's Gleaners Food Bank, the Peyton Manning Children's Hospital, and Wheeler Mission. How exactly is this going to work? So people are going to be able to watch this live on Facebook Saturday at 11 a.m. And as you guys eat bowls of shrimp, after you eat one bowl, people can donate a certain amount per bowl, right? Am I getting that right?
I think they can either donate a lump sum, or they beforehand can agree to donate per bowl that we eat. So then either way they could do it before or after, but if they donate per bowl we eat, that then they'll find out at the end how much they're actually donating. So it'll give me encouragement to keep eating if they're donating per bowl.
And again, we're talking with Joey Chestnut, and coming up on Saturday is the St. Elmo Shrimp Cocktail Eating Championship. Different this year, turning it into a fundraiser so people can watch on Facebook. Do you know the Facebook page or where the video will be available for people to watch?
Major League Eating, their Facebook page will have it. And I know St. Elmo will also have a link to it. Either one of them will have it on there.
Gotcha. So again, Joey, you mentioned 19 pounds is your record. And obviously this is going to be different. You have more time. So you do think that you'll be able to reach that goal or reach that mark in 20 minutes?
It makes sense. I should definitely be. I have more time. Even if I'm eating a little bit slower, I'm sitting down, I should be able to get close to that record. And I'm nervous, but it's gonna be different without a crowd there. Usually, the crowd pushes me. This time, we're gonna be eating in the restaurant. Hopefully, all the employees in the restaurant start yelling at me. And, don't let me get lazy.
you need to feed off of some type of energy, right?
Oh yeah, hopefully I think everybody has some rage, so hopefully they can yell at it. I think they'll be looking for something to yell at, and I'll give them a reason to let off some steam and just push me.
Joey Chestnut, competitive eater, holds so many records. Getting ready for Saturday's St. Elmo Shrimp Cocktail Eating Championship. It's going to be here in Indianapolis. Obviously, fans not allowed to attend, and that's why they're going to be streaming it live on Facebook and turning it into a fundraiser. So as you watch Joey Chestnut and Mickey Sudo devour these spicy bowls of St. Elmo Shrimp Cocktail, you can donate to either Gleaners Food Bank, Peyton Manning Children's Hospital, or Wheeler Mission. Joey, thanks for taking some time with us. Good luck with your training the rest of this week, and good luck on Saturday.
Well, thank you so much. Good to be on with you.